I don't know how many of you are reading 365 daily in the daily living, but that's what I'm doing, and a number of you are. And so, Divine Ideas, and this morning as I read the piece on October the 9th, it said, the inner life of each one of us is our most priceless possession. Whew, everybody take that in. The inner life of each one of us is our most priceless possession. I hope it expands your consciousness as much as it did mine this morning. That is a definite divine idea. Because in the center of each one of us, we decide whether we are worthy of the divine life with which we have been endowed by the Spirit of the universe. Hear that? Within each one of us, we decide whether we're worthy. You see, Spirit is always trying to work through us so we might experience something greater than we've ever thought possible. So I'm going to invite each one of us today to commit to that greater sense of that inner life, that those divine ideas that live within us, that is ever present, and it is the life within us, divine wisdom. Commit today to living from our own personal divine nature. That's what I'm going to do. I hope you will join me. You see, divine ideas are loving. They're life-affirming. They're encouraging, they're guidance. Our divine nature is always from the greater good of all and the absolute harm of none, especially and including ourselves. You see, I like to be reminded of that. And Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, if we can change our inner concept of ourselves, our whole life will change. Everybody breathe. I'll say that again. If we can change our inner concept of ourselves, our whole life will change. That's huge. Because it isn't about what anybody does to us out there as what we believe is being done to us and what we do to ourselves on a constant basis. Anybody there? Just me. Okay. I'm working on it. So the question this morning is, how do we do this? Yes? Glad you asked. All right. Go, Tony. Let's show them. Okay. So number one, focus on what you're good at. Anybody writing this down? That's going to be really good today. When you go home and you start complaining, I'm not good enough, I didn't do it right. Stop. Focus on what you're good at. And make a list. There's not just one thing. Accept yourself right where you are. Now, we did that last week, didn't we? We stopped in the moment, and we put our hands on our hearts, and we said, I accept myself just as I am right now. You can do that, too, today. Put your hand on your heart. I accept myself just as I am today. You see, because that's really important. If we're wanting other people to accept us as we are or as we show up, and sometimes we show up really cute and really great, and other times we don't do so well, do we? So it begins first with us. I accept myself just as I am today. Okay, let's see what else we could do. value who you are. Value who you are. I remember asking people when I was younger, do you love me? Am I attractive? I asked this one man, this was when I was dating, am I attractive? He said, what, don't you look in the mirror? I realized I didn't. You see, because I was afraid of what I was going to see because of what I had been trained to look at or look for or look with, whatever you want to call it. And I realized when he said that, that I never really looked in the mirror. It was a scary thing for me. I did a class not too long ago, and that was one of the exercises. I'm fine with that now, but whoa, learning that, you see? Value who you are, and value where you are at this moment. You see, if you can't look in the mirror and see who you are, then do it one step at a time. Because that's how we get strong. That's how we build our spiritual muscle, our divine essence and self. It isn't about anybody else telling you you're beautiful. It isn't about anybody else telling you you're smart or you've got it nailed or you're a great person or whatever it is. It's about you knowing it and telling yourself that moment by moment. Well, if I don't know right now, I know I will. Do you see? Good? Everybody getting this? Yes? Do we have heads nodding? Thank you. Okay. Value who you are. Okay. This is one really good one. Comparing and competition steals our joy, poisons our lives. So when you go and look at somebody who's just gotten a new car, or you're really liking their husband or their wife, you anybody? You just say, so too am I, knowing that the qualities of these people or the car or the work or the job or the perfect health or harmony within their life is so too am I. This is what I desire to have take place greater in my life. Yes? You see? Because if you go and say, oh, wow, your life is so great, I'll never measure up. You see? We're poisoning ourselves. So we want to focus on these things. Focus on what you're good at and start the list. Even if it's just because you made the bed this morning and you brushed your teeth. Oh, I did that. Okay. Yeah. I made breakfast. I did not kick the dog. I fed the dog. Kissed my husband good morning. You see? Start with the simple things. Good. Okay, so let's go with the next slide. You see, when we focus on divine ideas, then we open up to infinite possibilities, and the list gets longer, it gets greater, it's more empowering, and God has a plan for me today. Let's say that together. God has a plan for me today. Do you believe it? Okay, good. Let's say it again until we believe it. God has a plan for me today. Feel what that feels like. Whoa. God has a plan for me today. God knows my name. God wants my good. Be open. Be available. To the good, to the greater good that is trying and desiring to flow into your life. You see, because if we close down and we worry about what's going on, or we keep bringing up that thing about, well, I don't have to look at myself in the mirror. You see? We forget to celebrate our magnificence. So we remember the inner life of each one of us is the most priceless possession you have. And if your inner life isn't celebrating who you are in every moment and every breath that you're breathing, then I'm going to invite you to shift that belief. Oh, I never thought of celebrating my inner life. How about you? Because, you know, this is what we live with. Think about that. We're not it. We are in relationship with other people, but basically we're living in relationship with ourselves. And living in relationship with ourselves is a great thing unless you don't like this relationship. Then you're really sunk, okay? No, not at all. I'm living proof. You can move beyond those ideas of limitation or less thanness, because I certainly had that. I was really attractive then when I asked, am I beautiful? And he said, don't you look in the mirror. And I realized I didn't. Because at that time of my life, I had no inner focus, inner realization that who I was within me is priceless, priceless. This is why our spiritual practice and taking our classes and taking Reverend Suzanne's class or my class has such value, because we've got to give equal time to the strength of our own divine nature and wake it up. And yeah, I'm doing money and the law of attraction, but really what I'm doing is Abraham Hicks. And I'm doing that because here's something that just came on the internet, because I get their daily quotes. And here's a quote that says, the power is within you. You are extensions of this powerful source energy. You are literally God expressing in your physical body. That's why I'm teaching that class. Oh, yeah, it can be about money if that's what you desire. But mostly it's about change your thinking, change your life. And feeding yourself with a greater sense of worth and value. Because only you can do that. I can tell you how valuable and how worthy you are. But unless you know it and cultivate it, it's like water off a duck's back. So I'm going to remind you to remember your worth and value comes from you knowing you are the beloved of the Most High God. Hear that. You are the beloved of the Most High God. Nobody else got more favor with God than you did. Your worth and value is within you. It's very beneficial to take time to look at that. You see, this understanding and acceptance will lift you up, guaranteed lift you up beyond conditions and beyond situations. This is what I know. Not only have I worked it in my life, but that's how I got to be where I am today. And inside is really fun to be me. And some of you have heard my story, but I'll tell it again. It's a story of when I quit smoking. I think it was about in 1988. I smoked 2.5 packs a day and everything I could breathe. I loved smoking. I really loved it. And I was very healthy, so I said, well, I'll know sometime when it's time for me to quit. And up until that time comes, I'm not going to quit because I love smoking. And all of a sudden, somebody was going to this hypnotherapist to quit smoking, and I heard Spirit say, it's time for you. I said, oh. But I knew it was time for me because, you see, I used to dive for abalone on the North Coast, and I had a really hard time diving. I couldn't breathe very well, and I'm also a dancer, and I love to dance. And I'd go out dancing, and I had a hard time breathing because I smoked 2.5 packs a day and everything I could breathe. You see? And in those days, if you were in a bar or a place where you were dancing, there was smoke. So I decided that I was going to go and be hypnotized. And it was before any of those patches or anything else that now supports people in that. And so I did everything. I changed my life. I started riding a bike then. I started doing other things that I could exercise so that I could change what I was thinking and change how I was living. Because you see, what I realized is that every people had left me in my life, but Mr. C, that cigarette on my nightstand, never did leave me. And so I had to change things. And I worked really hard at it, and I went and had massages, and I did all kinds of things to support my body in this change. However, I still kept wanting a cigarette, and I knew that if I didn't hold to that truth that I was a non-smoker, that my life would be over because it wasn't good. And so this one day, as I was doing everything I possibly could to not want that cigarette, I realized that of myself, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I didn't have the strength within me. I didn't have the power, and I was really wanting to go get that cigarette and be smoking and to fail at what my commitment was to myself. And in that moment, I stopped and I said, God, I cannot do this. I can't do it. I'm not capable of doing it. And when those words came out of my mouth, there was something that just came over me. It washed over me. We hear stories like this. But there was a sense that for the first time, I turned to God for that help. And it washed over me, and I knew that I could be a non-smoker. Because it wasn't of myself that I was doing it. It was the divine within me that was supporting me. And that was the true understanding of what I was doing spiritually, not only for myself, but where my life was going. Because then I started going back to the church, and I started taking classes and started on my way to becoming a practitioner. And here I am. We are not meant to do anything difficult in this life or meant to do this life alone. And Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of its might. I don't think we talk enough about call the power of God into your life to support you, to partner with God. Because you see, God, when we need it, is our strength. However, we have to call upon that power. We have to give it over to Spirit. Our strength comes when we call and partner with Spirit, not with old beliefs, not with old ideas, not with whatever is limiting us. It's up to each one of us to quit giving power away to events and conditions, people and situations. Whatever you need today, or wherever you need to be supported today in whatever it is, I'm going to invite you to say, I have no idea how to do this, whatever this is. However, I know God does. Say it again. Let's say it together. I have no idea how to do this. Now pause and put your own difficulty in there. However, I know God does. I know Spirit does. Maybe God isn't your right word. Maybe the Beloved is. Maybe it's Spirit. Maybe it's just there's power that's greater than I am and power that's greater than this condition that will assist me. What's going on in your life, whatever you're struggling with, whatever you'd like support in, needs a greater strength than you're able to give it. Yes? Yes? Amen. So use it. It works. It's there free. I have no idea how to do this, but I know Spirit does. And when we do that, divine ideas flow. We feel the support. We feel that our lives are, we're not here alone. We are here in total and complete partnership with the Beloved. We're not meant to struggle. Even though it feels like it sometimes, we're not. If you're feeling like you're struggling, you're doing it alone. So it's up to each one of us to clean up our thoughts of unworthiness. I'm going to invite each one of us to start today, wherever we are. There's always more. So I'm going to invite you to repeat after me. I am the light of truth. I am the light of truth. I am renewed today. I am renewed today. I am all God expects me to be. All God expects me to be. I am full of the all good. I am full of the all good. I am complete in God's love. I am complete in God's love. No limits are upon me. No limits are upon me. And so it is. And so it shall be. Amen.